Thank you, Mayor. Actually, I'm the lucky one. I get to lead a great police department that is made up of men and women that even in the toughest times, personal times, because all of them are affected by the city's budget woes and by our national budget disaster, just like everybody in this room. But not only that will continue the good fight, but will increase their efforts. So I thank you for that, police department, Mr. Mayor. But most of all, I thank you for your support. I am so lucky to be one of the few police chiefs in the nation that works for a mayor, that works for a police commission, that partners with a city council, a city attorney, a city controller, that understand that public safety is the number one job of government. If the streets are not safe, we don't open beautiful new museums.
That's right.
If the streets are not safe, people do not come to LA, do not flock to LA for sporting events, for theater, for business. If the streets are not safe, all other programs flounder. So I have to thank this city, because I know how tough it is, and I know how tough it's gonna be in 2011 to make those choices. But when you invest in public safety, that investment comes back tenfold. And that's the story as you look in the brochure that's been handed out today. In a time of extreme budget cuts, in a time when we've taken $100 million out of the police department's budget through furloughs and overtime, we've still been able to deliver crime reductions, not in some categories, across the board. When the mayor talks about the historic nature, I hope that is not lost on those in the audience. Imagine Los Angeles in 1964. Bill Parker was the chief of police. You know, what a different police department, what a different city. But that's how far back you have to go to get this kind of homicide rate. Talk about Los Angeles in the 1950s. That's how far back you have to go to get to this kind of Part 1 crime rate. Truly amazing accomplishment that would have never happened without the support of the mayor, without the support of the council, without the support of LA elected officials, my police commission, and without the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, who make up the greatest police department in the world. I'm going to talk a little bit about some specific pieces of crime, and I'll try to relate them to how things were predicted to go. We've talked at length about homicide. Homicide, the most vile of crimes that one man can commit on another, reduced by 5% from last year, which was our best year in four decades. Rape, often a crime, matter of fact, a crime that has gone up across the nation, down by 4%. Robbery, down. Aggravated assaults, the attack of one human being on another with extreme results, down. Property crime, down across the board. For an aggregate total of Part 1 crime reduction of almost 7%, in a time when the economy, when employment, when every other indicator says it should be the other way. How does this happen? What made the difference? And all of you are going to write in your stories and talk on your shows about what made the difference. And I'm going to tell you what made the difference. The difference has been in this city's commitment to having the right-sized police department. Because without the right number of officers, all the programs, the anti-gang programs, our programs in Venice, I just didn't mention that because I see Councilman Rosenthal coming up, our programs in downtown that have transformed downtown, our programs in Rampart, our programs in Hollywood, all of those fall apart without proper staffing. And all these partnerships that we treasure so much are federal partnerships that have worked so well in targeting the worst of the worst gangs, that have made the difference in gang crime, that have reduced gang crime in Los Angeles by 11% this year, greater than any other Part 1 crime reduction. Extremely significant, and it's because we have funded this police department. Not increased the funding, because as I said, the funding's been cut by over $100 million, but we have managed to hire to attrition. If we go back on that, will go back on these gains. And these gains are hard fought. As the mayor said, this is the ninth year of crime reduction in Los Angeles. No other big city has that. And it's because it's been funded. And it can go back so easily. These are numbers that can slip so easily. So I want to thank the mayor. I want to have, if I can refer you to one piece of the brochure, I would like to refer you to the graphs that talk about police hiring, the strength of the police department versus the crime rate. And as you can see, by that graph, which starts back in 2005, for every incremental increase of the Los Angeles Police Department, crime has gone down. And that's what will happen in 2011.
We get that?
Oh, good. That one up there.
Let's look at that.
Actually, they're amazing graphs because you can see.
We're going to leave that one on the wall.
Yeah. You can see that they exactly mirror each other. And as a matter of fact, when you do the hiring or the staffing of the police department versus crime, all the way back to the 90s, the graph's the same. In times when the department shrunk, crime has gone up. In times when the department's grown, crime has gone down. Now, that's not the only factor, but it is the primary factor. So, again, I want to thank the mayor. I want to thank the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department. I want to thank my elected officials, thank my police commission. I want to thank the media who has reported so fairly the crime reductions in Los Angeles. And I want to hope and make the promise to the city that if you continue to do the really hard thing, and I know how hard it is, and fund the police department at its current levels, we'll deliver crime reduction next year too. Thank you, Mayor.